The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, I promise what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the mother, brother. You can keep that music going, bro. The Muslim Brotherhood infiltrates. You can keep that music going down there, guys. Muslim Brotherhood infiltrates Obama administration. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a couple minutes here, friends. And I'm also going to talk about fear, which incapacitates. And when we get over to that, it's astounding, friends, as to what we're seeing across this country right now. But I think the answer to the dilemma is to basically stand up against what's going on across this country and to win the day. Rather than reason, we need to take faith on, and we need to move against reason and actually win the day. Nowhere can you see in Scripture where any man has won the day by reasoning. Reason is the enemy of faith, said the great reformer Martin Luther. But to say all that, to say this, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean, two different outlets, actually Facebook outlets, two different pages, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page. As well, my friends, you can go ahead and check us out on Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, what I did not know is we had a couple Twitter accounts going, and we're going to bring them together. Chase, how does that work?
They are still Bradley Dean 1. That's the one to follow.
Bradley Dean 1.
It's called the Sons of Liberty, but the Twitter handle is the same. So jump on that. The other one, the Sons of Liberty, will be forwarded into that one.
Well, I have you on the radio. How do they actually get live stream here?
Well, if you become a son or daughter of Liberty, it's part of the package deal. We'll send you a link. You can check out the video stream 6 days a week. Whenever we're doing live radio in studio, you get to see what's going on as well as hear it.
Okay, awesome. Friends, you can also, again, follow me on Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. You can, the phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're coming up into Georgia next week. We're going to be doing some high schools as well as some churches and a rounding up of national leaders, and hopefully I get the opportunity to actually preach into the situation and wake up the older generation as to what's going on concerning the younger generation, because there is the divide right there. And this is all taking place stealth-like, friends, covert-like, behind the backs of the American people. And yet it's the older generation trying to figure out what's wrong with the younger generation, and therein lies the problem. We need to take responsibility to bring forth answers and resolve. So saying all that to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, a happy Saturday afternoon, everybody. Hopefully you're having a restful weekend, but still doing that which you're called to do. Of course, tomorrow's a good day to rest. I'd like to start off my little time here by giving a good YouTube comment that we recently received. Yeshua's Child said, "I think you rock, capital R-O-C-K, Bradley Dean. You will be mentioned when I go into my prayer closet. I bless you and will pray for your strength and guidance as you continue on your mission and endure to the end. Look up, lift up your head. Your redemption draws near. Shalom." And I thought that was very cool. We also had another great YouTube comment from Mark Howard. It said, "Amen. Awesome video, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," operative word there is turn, "then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Help us to trust in you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen." So some good comments there from YouTube. Everybody loves YouTube videos, so go ahead and check those out. We've got so many new YouTube videos and just ones from years and years, they're being posted, but they're so good, and they're great to be able to share.
It's James Gillette doing all the videos that we actually develop over here. And if you'd like to, well, James Gillette is the guy that did the editing for the Jaws reunion. He worked with Steven Spielberg. So you can imagine that everything he does is second to none, and it truly is. By the way, James Gillette is a Christian man. And interestingly enough, he's working for the ministry, and we really appreciate it. So it's the best of the best, second to none. Check it out.
That's exactly right, top notch. Now, some fun facts for this Saturday. Did you know that on Good Friday in 1930, the BBC reported there is no news? Instead, they played piano music. Now, wouldn't that be nice if mainstream media said, you know what, there is no news? In fact, if there is no news, you know what they do? They make up news. But on
well,
this day, on
they
Good
just
Friday,
keep talking about things like the conservatives do across the country, things that continuously go in a circle, circular reason, and a dog chasing its tail, and it never, for some reason, never actually gets a hold of the tail. This is where they have the American people. And then when we look in Isaiah 59, we can understand why there's confusion to face, because you've left off judgment. That's why.
That's right. So, you know, resolve. I think it'd be great if we had a no news day. Instead, play piano music. It'd be a lot better than the
or,
lies
that reminds me of actually
us.
Of Winston Churchill. Love him or hate him, he was right when he said, never, never quit. He walks off stage. That's all he said.
Amen. Sometimes it's more powerful to say hardly anything at all than it is yes. to say a lot. Now, did you know that in the 1980s, Pablo Escobar, for those of you, he was, oh my
god, cocaine trafficker.
Seriously. Yeah. Medallion Cartel was spending $2,500 a month on rubber bands just to hold all their cash.
I'm sure.
It's amazing
if
what's
you,
going on.
I seen a documentary on Mr. Pablo, and it was interesting. Folks, these are all operations that are orchestrated and organized by governments, corrupt governments, of course. And when it's interesting that when you pull the curtain back on these particular situations, it's a shift of power when these guys die off is really all yeah. it comes down to. I used to know a guy in North Minneapolis. He used to get all of his drugs from the FBI. Back in the 90s, I remember planes were crashing, and you would see all this cocaine spilt all over the hills as these planes crashed. These were CIA planes.
Right.
So, again, who's making the money? Who's profiting off of war? And I got to say this, friends, and again, taking responsibility, we wouldn't have a drug problem in this country had the American people not been purchasing drugs.
Amen to that. Yeah. Now, did you know M&M's, for all you M&M lovers out there, actually stands for Mars and Murray's? It's the last names of the candy's founder. Huh. So next time I'm going to have some Mars and Murray, say, what's that? Well, that's some M&M's. When the computer mouse was invented, did you know it was called the XY position indicator for a display system? I think mouse is a lot simpler. Don't you?
Sure.
I think so, too. Yeah. Two more. Just like fingerprints, everyone's tongue is different, which is interesting, which just goes to show you again how we were fearfully and wonderfully
That's
made.
That's true. God is very specific, and nobody's exactly the alike.
Even
that is
twins,
great.
Even yeah. identical twins, yeah. their fingerprints are still different. That shows you
and
how
not
specific
so
God is. Exactly. How
yes.
specific the Lord is. And finally, I am is the shortest complete sentence in the English dictionary, and that's what Christ said. He said, I am. We are to follow Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it?
I could give you some more if you want some
just
more.
Just a couple more.
Okay, a couple more. Did you know that Coca-Cola would be green if the food colorant wasn't added? So the next time you pick up a Coke and you look at that, you know, nice dark color, remember, if the food colorant wasn't there, it would be green. And finally, it is impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. We dare you to give it a try. During the break, if you got to sneeze, try to keep those eyes popped open. They might pop out.
Wow. Is everybody edified?
I think so.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back right after this break, and we're going to talk about
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,298.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,346, $673 for a half ounce, or $336.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,346, $673, and $336.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Got a lot going on all across the boards. Well, everybody knows that the President of the United States is entertaining America's sworn enemies. We also know that they're implementing the Muslim religion into colleges behind the backs of the parents and the students for the most part. They're attempting to implement Sharia law by educating students in America. I can go through topic after topic to prove that point. California, Texas. Slow siege, slow takeover. But again, we know that God also warned us this would take place to a disobedient nation. Those that would not take heed to his laws, his judgments, his statutes, or his commandments. Yesterday we were talking on the radio about, it just got to the point where I got on live radio and I just said, you know what, enough is enough. America, you deserve what you've got coming. I say that out of love. I don't say that hoping something bad happens to this country. But America, the trumpet has been blown how many times for the American people to wake up to what's going on here? And, you know, interestingly enough, aside of that, it's also interesting to know that we see Dara Issa, Trey Gowdy, and they always talk about what's going on and they're going to demand an investigation. And yet they're blatantly telling the American people through their interrogations of these criminals that are in government that you're lying. They know they're lying. And it's their whole purpose, speaking of Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa, to actually bring forth judgment by executing the laws of the lands against their crimes. And we see all these big words, but I just got to say this to Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy. You know what? God bless what you're saying, but action speaks a lot louder than words do. And we are where we're at today, America, because of the lack of justice. It's that simple. Justice. That's it. That's why they quit teaching students in public schools the Constitution and the moral law. Because if you don't know the moral law of God and the Constitution, then guess what? You're not going to know the difference between right and wrong. And then guess what you have there? You have a bunch of slaves, subservient or subjugated to a tyrannical government. Hello. And I also shared yesterday about how I don't like to talk about, you know, just what's wrong with this country. But my gosh, friends, you can't stand back and watch somebody on television or listen to somebody on radio and just say, oh, I'm so glad they're in the fight. No, we can do this, not they can do this. And I've shared in the past as well as when we do tea parties, friends, they always, oh, I'm so glad you're out there. I'm so glad you're out there. And I'll look at them after the meeting and I'll say, can you tell me what is it that you didn't hear? Friends, I'm literally pulling my family, my wife and my four kids, young kids, across this country, trying to wake up this country as to the dilemma that they're in and why they're in it. And I'm going to talk about fear during the second hour of the Sons of Liberty Radio today. But before I get to that, I want to share with you as to a post by Freedom Outpost, a friend of ours, Tim Brown. He had shared Sharia advisors Barack Obama's Muslim appointees in high security positions. And I also shared yesterday, friends, just to reiterate a little bit, paint a picture, the broader stroke. It's also interesting how I have, I'm kind of talking to you, Steph, and I'm talking to the listener, and I'm talking to myself. I'm just thinking out loud right now. I'm trying to figure out over the last 12 years and 14 years of ministry where I've been on the radio, because we've been on the air for about 14 years now. I'm trying to figure out where it is that I've been wrong about what I've said, because I don't take that lightly. I had an individual come up to me that used to help us do high school assemblies when we do the music presentation across the land. And we did 350 of them in over 24 states. And we're doing them continuously. We're going to do one next week. And he came up to me and he said, do you realize that everything that you've been talking about in schools is exactly what we're dealing with today? And I said, yep, God's ahead of the game, isn't he? He always is. And I've shared with the American people over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, it all started out when I first started to warn the homosexual communities, because I was loving on them the best way that I possibly could by using the word of God. That is love, because he is the judge and he decides what's right and wrong. And we just simply obey. That's all. Because we love him. Because he first loved us. And once I started to love out on the homosexual communities, well, obviously I was doing it because I knew that their preachers weren't telling them the truth about what the Word of God says, that the homosexual lifestyle is an abomination. And then once I started to warn the homosexuals, I started to notice them coming after me, threatening my life, threatening my family's life, taking my house, putting it up online, taking my physical address, putting it up online. And I started to understand right then and there, wait a second, this is totalitarianism. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then they cry victim. See, they perpetuate the crime as they put themselves in a victim status or in a position. And I've been dealing with that over the last 5 years. And by the way, when we were doing high school assemblies, we never had any issues in public schools whatsoever, for the most part, until the homosexual community started to advocate their crimes against, well, America. Crimes against nature, rightly called. And I noticed that the more I pulled the curtain back on the homosexual community, the more I began to understand what was going on. And the more I began to see that the posterity that I was going to was being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And I noticed that the homosexual communities were advancing their agenda concerning the students in public schools and against the First Amendment across this nation through gay marriage. And I'm setting a premise for you right now, friends. And the more I pulled the curtain back, the more I found that there's something seriously wrong. And then I noticed Barack Hussein Obama appointed over 225 radical homosexuals to governmental positions. And then I started noticing, we have a guy here named Keith Ellison. He's a congressman. He's a radical Muslim. And for some reason, he's sitting as a chairperson on the LGBT. And I also noticed that the Muslims are calling for the execution of the gays in America. And I started to notice a string of events, and all of a sudden my eyes were opened up, and I said, wait a second, what is right behind the homosexual agenda? The homosexual agenda and the homosexuals themselves are playing the useful idiots to a corrupt government, in many cases, where they're trying to use the homosexuals, the atheists and the such, to upend the Constitution. Because you remember, right, John Adams said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's under the Christian umbrella. And I started to notice
when they started talking about gay marriage, I thought, wait a second. I looked over to Canada. I seen what gay marriage is about. The homosexuals over there, they had their way. And then the first thing they did was attack the church. The second thing they did was go after the homeschoolers and told the parents that they can no longer teach their kids that homosexuality is an abomination. And then the third thing they did, the radical homosexuals did over in Canada, is they said that they advocated for the overturning of laws that protect a young man, and they said that they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. I knew right then and there, see, the homosexuals are thinking that they're getting their way, which in fact, they're being duped as well by ill-designing men. And now what's interesting about that is the same thing's happening over here in this country. And what is right behind gay marriage? Back to Keith Ellison. Wait, the Muslims are calling for the execution of the gays in America, yet he sits as the chairperson on the LGBT in Minneapolis? And here we have Barack Hussein Obama appointing over 225 homosexuals and transvestites to high governmental positions, and he's entertaining America's sworn enemies within? Wait a second. What's right behind the gay agenda? Sharia laws. And I started to blow this trumpet from the housetops. And it's interesting that the radical homosexuals will not hold in account those that are actually advocating for their murder, execution in America, namely the Muslims. And what you're beginning to see is right behind the gay agenda is none other than Sharia law. Oh, Bradley, you're just a verified nutcase. Really? Well, you just hold on to that. Reminds me of the man that 50 years ago, he Facebooked me not too long ago. He said 50 years ago, everything they were talking about was a theory. He said, now I'm living in that world. That's not a theory. That's exactly right. That is the prophetic message. If they don't stone him, if they don't beat him, then they kill him. And then they find out later on that they were completely exonerated and they were right. Just ask Jeremiah. And in that case, it didn't work out too well for them, did it? Because there was a book of Lamentations, and they wished they would have listened to Jeremiah before the corruption took place. You know, we should be like Nehemiah and at least open up our ears just a little bit to hear the things of the Spirit of God and open up our eyes to see the things that God is doing. Because in American pride, America just thinks it will never happen here. I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to tell you it is happening here. And it's happening right in the face of the American people. And friends, I'm not talking about a third world country. I am talking about America now. No longer are we talking about a third world country. You are the ones that are under attack. And this administration is appointing in high security positions Sharia advisors. I'll be right back after this break.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. So, just how does one even begin to understand how the president would place into positions that seem like placing the proverbial fox in the chicken coop? Barack Obama.
If you're down south, it's probably like
Obama
that.
Has placed individuals who represent or are a part of the Muslim Brotherhood into high security positions in America. Now, is this due to the fact that Obama is a Muslim? Is this due to the fact that Obama may think that showing the Muslim community he has placed Muslims in high positions will stop them from hating the United States? Oh, that's the right way to appease the enemies of America. Just bow to them. Could this be due to the Marxist ideology he developed while at, well, Occidental College? Maybe it's because Obama just does not wish for the United States to be strong, and he wants to show the world the United States is not the leader it once was. No, of course he's not. He's tearing down the walls because God said that's exactly what would happen to a disobedient nation. Just read the Bible. All the answers are there, friends. They really are. I shared with somebody the other day, isn't it interesting how millions of people have to die and countries have to be destroyed before they finally figure out what they shouldn't have done?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what they always return to?
Bet God.
Always.
You know, it's interesting to note, too, because our whole message is prevention is better than cure. We're not waiting for destruction to happen and then trying to pick up the pieces afterwards. We're saying let's prevent this before it even does happen.
So one thing Obama has shown the world is that he's not a world leader, nor is he an American leader. But I can tell you this. Before he was the president of the United States of America, you have to keep in mind that he was over in Europe calling for a new world order. So he was emulating and mimicking none other than the Bush Syndicate, for those that didn't know. And George Bush Sr. called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential pulpits. Just go back to Hitler's regime, friends, and see what he did and how he did it. The methodology to bring in the Third Reich. Let's go to the people we are talking about and the positions that they have been placed in by Obama. We also see what their backgrounds are and how it could ruin the United States. First, we must mention a recent report about a new party being compromised to the same type of individuals that killed all those people in the Twin Towers. This new party is made up of fundamentalist Muslims here in the United States, with their main goal being to take over the United States from within. Of course. Their plans are to place their candidates into elections to win so they can destroy the Constitution and create a nation of Islamic law, Sharia law. Yes. These very people we are about to expose are associated with this line of thinking, and the socialist Marxists within Congress are showing them the way in their stupidity, selling their souls to gain the world. The majority of what is contained in this article is backed up by links to sources that you can read and decide for yourselves whether or not there is a serious Islamic threat to the United States, which there is, by the way. If you'd like to check that out, it is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm not going to even try to, well, I'll try. I'll do my best. Arif Alakim, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security, former Deputy Mayor of Homeland Security and Public Safety for the City of Los Angeles. This Muslim was responsible for derailing the LAPD's plan to monitor activities within the Los Angeles Muslim community. This Muslim is responsible and was appointed as an Assistant Secretary for the Office of Policy Development in Barack Hussein Obama's Department of Homeland Security in 2009. He became a Professor of Homeland Security and Counterterrorism in 2010. Huh. Okay. Just like I said to you yesterday, it almost gets to the point where you just got to kind of step back and say, okay, well, you know what, folks? It's transpiring.
And the
being
fact
rolled
is,
out right in front of the face of the American people.
That's
you
the
see
point.
It happening, and he's still there, isn't he?
Yeah, and the point is, it's not a hidden thing. It's not like you have to search real deeply and go through all these different channels to try to find the truth. It's so blatantly
state-run media is not talking about this.
Of course.
Because they're, you know, selling their soul as well. Arif, the son of a Pakistani immigrant, served for 7 years as a federal prosecutor with the United States Attorney General office in Los Angeles, specializing in computer crime. And in November 2006, the mayor of Los Angeles chose him to serve as a deputy mayor of Homeland Security for that city. In April 2009, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano appointed Mr. Aliakin to the position of Assistant Secretary for the Policy Development in the United States Department of Homeland Security. Arif comes from Los Angeles Mayor Antonio R. I'm not even going to try to say his last name, office, where he served as Deputy Mayor for the Homeland Security and Public Safety Office as a key advisor to the mayor. He's led the city efforts to develop Homeland Security emergency management and law enforcement initiatives, including operational oversight of Los Angeles Police, Fire, and Emergency Management Departments. He's a former federal prosecutor and senior advisor to the U.S. Attorney General and has partnered extensively with local and state federal agencies. Now, interestingly enough, before serving as deputy, this individual was a career prosecutor with the United States Department of Justice from 1997 to 2006, and during that time, he served as chief of the Cyber and Intellectual Crime Section for the United States Attorney's Office in Los Angeles and as a senior advisor to the U.S. Attorney General in Washington, D.C., where he oversaw the National Computer Hacking and Intellectual Property Program for the Department of Justice. Alikan, maybe that's how you say it, Alikan holds a J.D. from Lowell Law School and B.A. from the University of California. So devout Muslims being appointed to critical Homeland Security positions was not what men of the devout Muslim faith that flew planes into the U.S. buildings not too long ago. What the heck is the president thinking? Now, I just want to reiterate this. This is my input.
Thinking.
That's exactly right.
He's
now,
thinking.
I know the American people think he's stupid. I know people think he just doesn't know what he's doing. Friends, let me just correct that thinking. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's working for. He doesn't know the end. He just is being set up. He's playing the dupe of ill-designing men as well. He's being paid to do what he's doing. He thinks he's doing a good thing. Within himself, he's got to know he's doing the wrong thing, because liars always have to cover up another lie. A lie is like a snowball.
Destroying.
It just continuously gets bigger and bigger and bigger until at length it rolls over on him and whom he lied to.
That's exactly right. And he's destroying on purpose.
So we got another one here. Muhammad Elaberry, Homeland Security Advisor. Wow. He's an admirer of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. He advised numerous law enforcement organizations on Homeland Security related matters, was named a President Obama's Homeland Security Advisor, a counsel in 2010. He misused classified documents in an effort to promote the notion that Islamophobia was widespread. See how we first have homophobics, those that are afraid of the homosexuals, and what's right behind them, friends? Islamophobia. See how this works? Friends, I can go on and on and on and on with the deceptive measures that these people have been taking, the lies that they have promulgated. In October 2013, Ella Berry said, I do consider the United States of America an Islamic country with an Islamically compliant constitution. What he meant that the constitution and Islamic law reflect the same values and principles. Really? Wow. How's that working out for him? How's that working out for America?
I wonder if their women over there feel the same way.
I don't think so.
I don't think they probably feel they have liberty. And
yeah, probably not.
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I just don't think that the women probably feel the same way over there.
We have Rashad Hussein, a special envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC, was named Deputy Associate Counsel to President Barack Hussein Obama in 2009, was appointed by Obama as a special envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference in 2010. Again, friends. Line after line, point after point of violations against the United States of America.
Comes to a point, there's so much. I mean, the point has been made is the fact that...
I'll just kick out their names and their appointed positions. Salam al-Mariati, Obama advisor and founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council and is current executive director. Founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council accused Israelis of responsibility for the 9/11 attacks. Listen carefully, friends. Here's this totalitarianism again. Perpetuate the crime, play the victim. Hamas and Hezbollah sympathizers. Folks, these are appointed into high positions in Homeland Security right now. They are sympathizing with those that actually dropped the two towers, supposedly. Imam Muhammad Magid, Islamic Society of North America, president of the Islamic Society of North America, accused the Bush administration. Don't fall for this, friends. This is WWF at its worst again. Remember, during the 9/11 attacks, we had George Bush and George Bush's family actually meeting with Osama bin Laden's family. Let's not forget this kind of stuff, friends. It's too much coincidence going on here. This is what you do: is you create chaos on a world global scale, and then you bring in a new world order. See what happened out of World War II? You have the UN, United Nations. What's that there for? Well, we want to keep the peace. Whose peace? Their peace. Who's doing the attacking right now, friends? Who do they want to give absolute control and sovereignty to? The UN. Who does? These people do. So they have to scare you out of your sovereignty. Remember McDermott, Democrat,
Jim McDermott
said you can do anything with the use of fear. You just got to keep pushing fear on the people. But it's beyond fear now, friends. It's beyond that. These are the people that are feeling the fear, and it's a very relative fear. It's very real. It's not surreal. It's very tangible, what's going on. In other words, it's in our sphere now.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, we're not talking about a third world country. We're talking about your country, okay? This is what your president is doing, and this is who he is setting as advisors on the DHS, friends.
And what would be the reasonable course of action? It goes back to the analogy I mentioned earlier this week. If you're sitting in your house in your own little home and saying, I'm just going to hide out here, and hopefully it'll never touch me, it'll never hit me, and there's fires going on all around your house, the logical thing to do would be, let's get out of the house, deal with the fires so it doesn't hit home.
Right.
Rather than saying, I'm going to hide out here,
it just
won't hit me.
America keeps letting them set another fire and another fire and another fire. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come right back and talk about the advisors that Barack Hussein Obama is appointing to the DHS. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Hey, do forgive me if I'm saying these Muslims and their names the wrong way. Do forgive me.
You mean you're not fluent?
No, I'm not fluent in the language. No. Sharia advisors Barack Hussein Obama's Muslim appointees in high security positions. By the way, friends, go to scripture. It's there. It's all there. He would appoint them over you, is what he said.
The terror over you.
Yes, he would. Mm-hmm. And here we're seeing it. We see that in Leviticus 26 perfectly. He said, listen, if you don't want to listen to my commandments, he said, I'm going to appoint terror. And interestingly enough, it's the evil that men allow that God will use for his purposes.
And it's to a T. You know, if you think about what's the terror alert on today? I mean, the specific thing that the Lord said in the Bible is so exact to what's going on today.
Leviticus 26:14 says, but if you will not hearken, listen carefully unto me, and will not do all of these commandments to stand up against this, he says, I'll also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Mm-hmm. That's Leviticus 26, verse 16, friends. Well, God would never do that.
What do you hear?
Oh, what do you think, God? Do you think God is responsible for the 57 million babies that the American people have allowed to be slaughtered in the womb? Is that God's fault? Or is that the church's fault? Is that the American people's fault for standing down when they should stand up and protect life? Well, it's not my kid. Oh, yes, it is.
Of course it's
Let me
kid.
Say this. All the bad things going on in the world right now, I'm faithfully being God's kid right now to warn you of what's going on. I'm doing my best to protect you. What is it good for me that I'm faithful to God by warning you and you're exempt from your responsibility? Think about it.
You know,
this is sick where we're at, friends.
What if our founding forefathers thought that way? Well, it's not technically my posterity. I mean, it's not really all going to be all my children. I mean, why should I have to make such a great sacrifice?
Well, you might want to read the book of Deuteronomy, because if there was innocent blood shed in a land, the first thing they would do is call the priest and the judges. They would bring forth an innocent sacrifice. They would slaughter the sacrifice, and then they'd put their hands in the water and say, "We're innocent of this blood. We don't know who did this, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Be merciful to us, Lord." Well, the thing is, in America, no one can wash their hands and say they don't know.
You're accountable for
yes,
what you know, and you
right.
know much. I mean, as we were mentioning before, it's not like this is some hidden thing. You really have to travel through many, you know, channels to find what's going on. It's blatant. If you go from lie after lie after lie after lie after cover up,
it shows you where the people are.
Where the people
They're
are.
Okay
and what in the world do you need? I mean, does someone need to take a knife and stab you right through the heart for you? I mean, you're getting poked constantly. It's not like you can't see what's going on there, you know. But of course, you talked to this guy earlier on today, and you said, this week, you said, "Well, what's going on?" He said, "Well, the hockey finals are going on."
Yep.
"Well, I got to go fishing. I got to go to my cabin. I got to do," you know, and
Man, you're just too judgmental, Bradley. You know, you can't hold that to me. Well, am I talking about your country? Yeah. Well, then what are you talking about?
We need to be busy about the works of the Lord's hands, number one, uno, and fight for this country, or we're not going to have a country. What's more important?
You ready for this? Eboo Patel. Eboo.
Eboo.
Yes.
Boo.
Advisor, Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships.
Mm.
Listen to what I said, friends. Advisor, Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships. A Muslim has ties to Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Rashid Khalidi. I'm sorry again. Mumai Abul Jamal. An Imam, Fizal Abdul Rauf. I was appointed to Barack Hussein Obama's Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships in 2009. Describes the revolutionary communist Van Jones as an American patriot, a faith hero, and one of the true giants of history. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying here, friends?
Yeah.
They are emulating those that destroy.
You know,
their heroes are mass destroyers. In America, like I like to tell this to so many people, you know, because they've got other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stephanie, like when me and you and our four young guys are going around, you know,
it's
doing
okay
our
for
best
us to do it, but not for them.
Right.
To do
We're going to get to that second hour.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to me, and I'm not being sarcastic, friends. I've had enough. I really have. We're in the predicament that we're in today for a reason. I just named off the advisors that Barack Hussein Obama has anointed to oversee America, and they just happen to be radical Muslims, both within and without America. Now, are these people asking for permission to do what they're doing unlawfully and unconstitutionally? No. But who is the enforcer of the law of the Republic? We, the people, are. You see how that works? Again, I just shared with you, we are where we're at today for a reason. And I just simply want to say this. When people forget God, tyrants begin to forge your chains. And these people mean to bring you back to Egypt. Literally. And boy, oh boy, does that sound like scripture all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get through any of the prophets without noticing exactly what's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because history definitely does repeat itself.
And unfortunately, man doesn't learn a thing from it. I opened up a book once, and it said, "What has man learned from history?" And you open up this book. It's about maybe 200 pages or so, and every single page is blank. The point is very well made that we see the same kind of signs over and over again. We see that, okay, well, it will never happen here.
Nope.
That's what the Jews said in you know, Hitler's day in Germany. Well, it won't happen here.
They need us.
They need us.
Yep.
We're workers. We're there for them. You know, it'll never happen here. What happened? It happened there. So we see the same signs of tyranny and dictators and the same, you know, kind of things. In fact, case in point, we were watching a true story about how the Danish people really took the Jews under their wings. They hit them, and then they exported them out when the Nazis were going after them.
Yeah.
And
took Denmark, correct?
They're Danish people. And what happened was, this boy was running through the street and he got stopped. And this soldier said, I want to look through your bag. And when we saw that, our 10-year-old son said, that's just like the TSA.
That's right.
Nobody
had to say a thing to him.
No, he knew. Yep. He's like, wait, that's just like what the TSA does. So we're seeing signs, and there are even signs that a child can put two and two together.
Now, just think if we would have actually, when we were in Arizona, if we would have took him to the border and noticed all those illegal immigrants that are being encouraged by this administration to come over into America. Remember, friends, he's got so much support from the American people that he needs all these millions of illegals to come in. No, he doesn't have the support. That's the problem, friends. But can you imagine if we took our little guys to the border and showed them the illegals crossing over? He would have probably said, Dad, I don't understand why there's nobody here actually asking to see their ideas. And why aren't they going through metal scanners? And how come there's nobody there interrogating them?
Right, exactly.
But when we go to the airport, Dad, this is all they do.
You can't keep your shoes on.
This is all they do to us. They blame us for being suspected terrorists, but on the coast, the coasts are wide open, Dad. I don't understand. And I'd have to say, no, it makes perfect sense, honey.
That is such a great point. If you think about it, look at the illegal alien that comes through the border. They got a free pass through. What happens when you go to an airport? Can I see underneath your hat, sir? Take off your shoes.
Yeah.
Take off your jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, show me your hands. Okay, go through the scanner.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if we don't like that, we're going to pat you down.
Yeah, I remember in one particular situation, I had a T-shirt on and shorts on. That was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my shoes on, of course. And he put his hand on me. I said, you don't need to be putting your hand on me. Get your hand off me. You don't need to be doing that. Did I just go through your little scanner with my hands up in the air? As you're violent, it is sick in the American people.
Yep.
Oh, it's for my safety. You have already fallen for the line.
Yeah,
you're setting yourself up for the fall.
And you know what? And just if you take the same people outside of that airport, those TSA agents that pat people down, that's criminal activity. If you take that to a restaurant,
you take
it to a bathroom,
right.
You take it to a church, you take it to a home, if someone started touching you like that, that would be criminal activity. But yet, it's okay when we go to the airport.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
I remember when I was a little kid, you could used to... At that point, you used to be able to just run right through a metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember
you could go all the way to the airport and give your, all the way to the airplane and give your wife or your your friends a hug and a kiss goodbye.
You could walk right in there with them.
No. If anybody sees any suspicious activity, I see a lot of suspicious activity going on. As a matter of fact, I just blew it in the wind for you. And it's not the American people. It's those that mean to rule over you by throwing off law. And here we are. Again and again and again and again. And guess what? Nothing's going to change until the American people actually put their foot down. That's when things are going to change. And we can do this lawfully, as I've said so many times before.
And the point is, too, is you go to a gas, shut off the TV, shut off the news, go to the gas station, talk to the guy that's pumping his gas right next to you, go to the grocery store, talk to the lady at the checkout, say, hey, what do you think about this? You're going to find a majority of American people think the same way you do.
Yep.
It's kind of like the ants.
But as long as you have the TV on, they're never bringing the two
fear.
Ends together, are they? That's right.
All you're hearing is fear, and everybody's for this. Oh, wow, I didn't know everyone was for this. No, they're actually not. They're lying to you. You need to go find out and do your homework.
So we would call them people liars.
Liars, that's right.
Friends, when we come back, what I'm going to talk about is the fear that incapacitates. And I'm going to bring a correlation about everything we're talking about right now. And I'm going to go bring you over to an Arizona Tea Party that we did where a lady came up to me and said, you have no idea what the government's doing with my wife and my children right there. Okay? We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. 1-866-233-0...